Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. Stand up for your country. Lively broadcast today. Remember, this is not a podcast. All right, this is a broadcast worldwide. Millions of people have access to it because of YouTube and all the other things. I don't understand any of that, but I got brilliant tech people who think this is a human wave over the world. So we got Dr. Phil, he's in the bullpen warming up, and he was on The View yesterday, survived it. You know, I think he had to go into ICM for a little while, but he's good. And then we have President Biden on Seth Meyers. This is a really interesting story, so wait for this. But the Talking Points memo is an update on the terrible Laken Riley murder in Georgia. So as we reported last week and yesterday, the 22-year-old nursing student at the University of Georgia was murdered. Her body found on the track at UGA. Police say she died from blunt force trauma. An illegal alien named Jose Antonio Ibarra, 26-year-old from Venezuela, has been arrested. No plea yet from him. So he has not plead one way or the other. I assume he will plead not guilty, but I don't know that. Now, he is being held without bail in the Athens-Clarke County Jail. Now, Athens-Clarke County is a sanctuary county. So this guy, Ibarra, he had problems in New York, and New York's a sanctuary city. And he was running around here, and he shouldn't have been. It's as simple as that. And News Nation had an interesting take last night. It's not a breakdown of the system that led to the death of Miss Riley. It is the system. The system of sanctuary is tolerated, encouraged by the Biden administration, who have opened the borders to more than 10 million foreign nationals, largely unsupervised in this country. And 10% of them are vicious criminals. So it's not that we had a breakdown of any system. It's the Biden administration and the Democratic Party which wants this chaos. They don't want to enforce immigration law, and that's absolutely true. There's no doubt about it. Now, President Biden did not call a family, as far as we know, and we're checking. That's horrible, is it not? Shouldn't that man, the president of the United States, have called that family? I would think. No. Issued a statement. The White House did issue some kind of mealy-mouth statement that said, oh, everybody should be held accountable if they do bad things. You know, I'm not even going to read it. It's such a stupid statement. And Biden didn't write it. I don't think he even knows it's out there. Somebody in the communications office put it out there. It's like means nothing. Now, here's a statement that does mean something from Lakin's family. Lakin was an amazing daughter, sister, friend, overall person in general. Her love for the Lord was exemplified in every aspect of her life. She will be missed every day, but we promise to honor her life moving forward in a very big way. Now, that's a statement. Okay? The White House, well, we have to hold people accountable. Yeah, like you hold anybody accountable, right? So anyway, this is a revolting story. And I went on News Nation last night with Leland Vittard, and I kind of vented about it. Roll the tape. Barack Obama deported more foreign nationals than any other president in his 8 years in office. All right. He understood, President Obama did, that this issue was dangerous to the American public. This is Barack Obama. His vice president, Joe Biden, had to know that. Yet Biden is a captive of the progressive movement, which doesn't want to stop migrants from coming to the U.S. And so Biden is 100% accountable for the death of this young girl in Georgia. That disqualifies Biden from anyone voting for him. He should get no votes in November because he is derelict in his duty. Wait, I'm not through. He's derelict in his duty. This is an incompetent man who doesn't care about life and death. If he did, he would have stopped this 3 years ago because record amounts of fentanyl are killing hundreds of thousands of Americans. He doesn't care. And anyone voting for him is in that boat, the same boat. And this is not a political statement. This is an incompetent man who should not be serving as president of the United States. And that's the truth.
Well, there you go. I'm sorry I had to cut off Leland, but I had to say it because it's true. And nobody can deny it. Nobody would dare deny it, what I just said there. But the hatred of Donald Trump gives a rationalization to the millions of people who still support Joe Biden. Let me just tell you something. Your personal hatred of Donald Trump does not override the welfare of the United States of America. And if you believe it does, you are a selfish person. And that's my judgment about you. I understand you might hate Donald Trump. I'm not telling you to vote for Donald Trump. Don't vote at all. Vote the down ticket. But you vote for Biden in November, then you're part of the chain that led to the death of Lakin Riley. Now, the people who voted for Biden in 2020 are not responsible because nobody knew Biden was going to be this corrupt and this apathetic and this incompetent. Nobody knew that. He didn't campaign on, I'm going to open the border and let 10 million foreign nationals in here unsupervised. He never said that. But on day one, he did it. And then in the midterms, all right, in 22, we didn't have a repudiation of the Democratic Party. We didn't have that. I thought we were going to, and I predicted that would happen, and it did not. So here we are, 9 months away from the presidential election, and we still have people going, yeah, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. Okay. Everybody who votes should get a picture, a morgue picture of Lakin Riley. Instead of putting a Biden sticker on your car, put her picture on a car. Because Biden did it. You can't walk away from it. You can't. He did it. He's allowing it. And that's the memo. All right. So Biden is meeting with congressional leaders today, keeping the government open. It's every 4 months. This is a merry-go-round. Democrats won't cut spending, and the Republicans have to go along, or the government shuts down, and everybody blames the Republican Party for the shutdown. And, you know, it's just an ongoing $34 trillion in debt. Again, you vote Democrat, this you're voting for a bankruptcy that's going to happen. That's what you're voting for. No, but I hate Trump. Oh, okay. You know, I really don't want to hear it anymore. I really don't. No matter how bad you think Trump is, he was in office for 4 years. This did not happen. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Biden, Seth Meyers. Now, this is a fascinating story, and I don't know whether the media is just stupid or they won't report it. So I'm going to set you straight. Number one, Seth Meyers is a smart guy. He's the smartest of all of the late night hosts. Just on an intelligence level. I've been on his show a couple of times. I get along with him all right. But he is a leftist, committed leftist, all right, active leftist. That's fine. I have no problem with that. You know, if NBC wants to put him on, if he gets decent ratings, he's a leftist, that's all right. Greg Gutfeld's a rightist. He's a conservative. I don't have any problem that he's on late night now. Okay. So Meyers gets an interview with Joe Biden. And Meyers is on what, 2:30 in the morning? I mean, why would you're not going to do a Super Bowl interview, Joe Biden, where 20 million people would see you. You're going to do Seth Meyers where 300,000. But we know that it all goes out on the Internet. We all know that. But this is strange, right? Why would you not do a Super Bowl interview with CBS, who loves you across the board? OK, but you're going into Biden. Seth Meyers. Okay, here is the reason. A deal was made. And the deal was that Seth Meyers would not ask the president of the United States about the scorching border situation, which we just went over with Lake and Riley. No, didn't ask him. Can you imagine any interviewer? Even a kid show, the kid would go, what about the water? No, not a word. 17% inflation for essentials of life? Nope. No. Now, to protect himself, Myers had to ask about the age thing, because he had to ask one tough question, right? But Biden was ready for that. And he said, well, it doesn't matter how old you are, how old your policies are. That was a rehearsed answer. He knew the question was coming. In fact, he knew every question that was coming. I'm going to run a little bit, a 12-second clip, because that's all it's worth. Go.
I think, let me put, this is not your father's Republican Party. This is, they got about 30% of the Republican Party controlling it all. And I think it's, we're going to break it.
All right, that's fine. And he attacked Trump, fine. No problem. That's what these guys do, and I don't have any problem with that. My problem is that NBC made a deal with the White House to put Biden on. He shows up, and didn't tell anybody. Just tell us. Well, we're going to, this is an entertainment program. And Myers hinted at it. Myers said during the interview, this isn't a gotcha program. Myers knew that guys like me were watching him. And he knew that by not asking about the border or inflation or very, very serious situations, that he was going to come under some scrutiny. But he hasn't. He hasn't. Every dispatch I've read about it doesn't mention any of this. So the whole thing was choreographed. And the American people don't know that. Now you do. Polls. Harvard-Harris, 2022 registered voters. Democrat, 37. Republican, 36. Independent, 23. Fair poll. Okay. First question. If the election were held today, would you vote for Trump or Biden? 48 Trump, 41 Biden, don't know, 9. If you don't know by this time, I don't know what to tell you. I don't really believe that poll. I think it's much closer. I don't think Trump's up by 7. I could be wrong, obviously. Maybe there's a shift. But this was before the Lake and Riley thing. And by the way, something I forgot. Georgia now, Trump state. No way Georgia is even going to be competitive for Biden after this. So just put that in the Trump column. And Georgia went for Biden last time. You'll remember that was the big thing, why there's a criminal case down there. All right. Second question. We're going to show you some names and tell me whether you like them or not. Donald Trump, favorable 50%, unfavorable 47%. That's a high number for Trump. Highest number I've seen. Biden, favorable 43, unfavorable 54. Robert Kennedy Jr., favorable 48, unfavorable 31. That's RFK Jr.'s name that's driving that. Nikki Haley, favorable 42, unfavorable 38. Kamala Harris, favorable 42, unfavorable 51. And for a vice president, that is a terrible number. And that's why Harris is never going to be able to be competitive in the presidential sweepstakes. Okay. Border wall, Monmouth University, very shaky poll. So I got to be upfront about this. I got to tell you who's doing what. Very shaky. 902 adults, not registered voters, not likely voters, adults. Okay, all right. Do you favor or oppose building a wall at the U.S. border with Mexico? Favor 53, oppose 46. Okay, how serious a problem is illegal immigration? Total serious, 84, not serious, 15. Now, it is worth noting that in April 2019, Trump administration, only 42% of Americans say they back building a wall. All right, so that is up 11% because of all the madness. I thought it'd be up more. Michigan primaries today, nothing really there. Trump will win handily, and Biden will win handily. There's, you know, this squad congressperson, Rashida Tlaib, her sister, they don't like Trump because Trump nominally supports Israel. So these are people who hate Israel, and so they're trying to tell Democrats in the Michigan primary, vote non-committed, don't vote for Biden. I don't think it's going to have any effect, but we'll see tomorrow. Kansas City shooting update. Terrible story. I wrote the message of the day. And again, you don't have to be a member of BillO'Reilly.com to read the message or the columns. Just go there. So
2 weeks from tomorrow was the mass shooting for the Super Bowl parade in Kansas City. We still don't know what happened. After 2 weeks, we don't know why that happened. That's insane. Cops know. 4 people are in custody, 2 adults, both African-American, 2 minors who don't know anything about the minors, but I can bet you $1 million they're African-American, okay? Because if they were white, that would be splashed all over the media. And there's no doubt about that. If they were white, if there was a white shooter, okay, killing an African-American at the Kansas City Super Bowl parade, boom. CNN would do a telethon on it. Anyway, this is a public safety issue, as I say in my message of the day. People in Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, wherever, they don't know why this happened. Was it gang related? How did the miners get guns? How did they get guns? Zero blackout, nothing coming out. It's because of the mayor of Kansas City. He shut it all down. Mayor's African American. This is a skin color play. It's been going on. It goes on all over the country, not just skin color either. It goes on with lifestyle. You remember the shooting in Tennessee, transgender, okay? Audrey Hale, 28 years old, okay, goes in March 27th. 2023, almost a year ago, shoots up a Christian school, okay, kills 6 people. We still don't know why this transgender person did it. They won't release what she wrote down. She wrote down why she did it. They won't release it. Now, there's Freedom of Information Act stuff all over the place, but they're protecting her. She's dead. But they're protecting trans people. I guess this is what it is. But that public safety overrides this. Okay. I don't really even care, okay, about this trans thing. I do care about the Kansas City thing. I want to know why that happened.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
Smart money. So we're always looking to save you money. You know that. Smart life segment we do every day. And we've had great success in saving you a lot of money in insurance and medical and all that. So there are money-saving apps
Now, believe me, I couldn't find an app if my life depended on it. But my crack tech crew says there's a lot of money-saving apps. So I said, okay, let's analyze them and see if they're effective in saving our audience some money. So the first one we analyzed was Acorns. All right, it's a company that links up your banking and credit card accounts and monitors your transactions. Don't do this. That you don't do, you don't want anyone knowing about your financial transactions other than the credit card company itself and your financial advisors. Do not put that out on the internet. So that's out. Then we got Operton. Okay. This is kind of like that. They analyze checking transactions along with your spending habits and your balance, and the algorithm determines where you can save money. But you've got to give them all your checking information. Don't do that. One hack and you're toast. All right, Capital with a Q, Q-A-P-I-T-A-L. It's a personal finance app that you get. You have to give them your savings account information. Again, you're insane if you give any internet, anybody, any stranger, your financial information. Don't do it. Smart Life. Rocket Money acts as a financial control center where you link all your bank and credit card investment accounts. My God, who's doing this? The only one we found that might benefit you on this app thing is YNAB. You need a budget. This app helps break up large expenses like insurance premiums and gives you tips on how to bring that down or pay them in a different way. So if you're going to do any of this, you check that out, but do not, again, give them any personal information. All right, now, I don't watch The View on ABC, even though I've appeared on it a dozen times. I don't really have time to do that. But we monitor that ABC News program. Remember, it comes under the ABC News banner. It's not an entertainment program. So we know the ladies. We know what their point of view is. And okay, again, I don't have any beef with that. If you want to watch The View, go ahead. It's all left-wing stuff all the time. So yesterday, Dr. Phil shows up on The View because he's got a new book. All right? And the book is called We've Got Issues, and it came out today. All right, so it's his first day publication. And he goes on the show, and he knows, because Phil is a traditional guy. All right, the country's noble, hard work and responsibility is what molds a worthwhile life. You know, Phil's message is fairly traditional. So he walks into the lion's den. Roll the tape.
Are you saying no school children died of COVID?
I'm saying it was the safest group. They were the less vulnerable group, and they suffered and will suffer more from the mismanagement of COVID than they will from the exposure to COVID. And that's not an opinion. That's a fact.
Oh, those ladies didn't like that. Oh, no, no. And joining us now from New York City is the aforementioned Dr. Phil McGraw. You know him, 21 years on TV. You know, he and I started pretty much the same time. I'm on Fox and he was on CBS in the national realm. He's written 10 New York Times bestsellers. He's got nine more to go before he catches me. Had to put that in, Phil. I had a gratuitous comment. I had to do it. Ego out of control right here. You're looking at it. Anyway, the book is We've Got Issues, How You Can Stand Strong for America's Soul and Sanity. So I'm looking at the book, and you have a problem here. And I don't even know whether you know the problem in your book, but I want your comment on it. What you write is perfect for people who would reasonably consider it. Responsibility, hard work, love of country, love of family, respect of family, traditional down the line. But we live in a world now where a lot of people have made their own fantasy lives
from social media, from the internet. They don't live in the real world anymore. And therefore, those motivations that you write about are lost on millions and millions of people who live on this. This is what they live on. Did you consider that when you were writing the book?
I did. And my hope is, because I also exist on those devices that people check 352 times a day, and YouTube and all of these devices, that, you know, maybe I can get somebody's attention that isn't a natural Dr. Phil follower or fan. And I've got to get people's attention some kind of way, because look, I don't even pretend or try to think that those people are going to flock to listen to me, but I don't make any mistake about it. I love this country. I love it enough to admit that it's got flaws and fallacies, but I love this country. I mean, I stand up when the flag goes by. I put my hand over my heart when they play the national anthem. I love this country, but does it have problems? Of course it does. And I can admit that, but we've got to take the narrative back in America. We've got this, I call them tyranny of the fringe, these activists that are pushing these crazy, I think, wild agendas. And I think if you have somebody that can't show you fact, can't show you science, wants to rewrite history, something's way out of whack. And, you know, you're the history expert around here. We've got people that are wanting to pretend things didn't happen that happened. They're wanting to rewrite things and tell our children. How are our children supposed to learn from mistakes we've made historically if they want to come in and woke wash history and take all of this out so the kids don't learn what happened at a different time?
Not only that the kids don't learn, but the skew is that we're an evil country. But look, you were in the environment yesterday that enables these fringe players to gain power. So the national media in America now is 80 to 90% pushing the progressive agenda. That's what really has driven this so quickly and gotten into the woke, equity, America's bad, we need to throw out everything zone, because the media does not challenge that. How do you deal with that?
Well, one of the ways you deal with it is what I did yesterday, and I'll keep doing, is I'll go into the lion's den and talk to them right there. You've done it when you've gone in and you call things as they are. I'll go in there and, you know, somebody, and one of their real often used tricks is I'll say something and they'll say, "So you're saying," no, you don't need to paraphrase me. We were both here. Did I say no children died from this? Yeah, I did, because I'm stupid, right? Of course I didn't say that. What I'm saying is this was a low-risk group. We were able to keep open all essential services, including grocery stores, first responders, hospitals, porn shops. They kept crazy things open, but we're going to shut down the schools. And you know, I hear them say, okay, look, we closed the schools here. And in 08, 09, when these smartphones came out, something really started happening. We saw the biggest spike in anxiety, depression, loneliness, suicidal ideation, suicidality among young people that we have ever seen. And it continued getting worse from the time the smartphones came out, 08, 09, 10, 11, 12. It continued to get worse, the worst since they started keeping records. And they know this. And then so we see COVID hit in 2020 and they say, we're going to close the schools for a couple of weeks. I say, okay, that's fine. I get it. You need to get your bearings. But then when they said, all right, we're going to keep the schools closed for the rest of the year, and then they're going to keep them closed in the fall, I came out at the time and said, this is a really bad idea. We've got a mental health crisis among these young people, and you're going to close the schools, which is
their
lifeline.
More isolated, right. Now, why do you think you get pushback from the committed left? Why do the ladies of The View look askance at your position?
Because I think they believe and have bought into the fact that this is was at the time some kind of right mentality to shut everything down. They look at this virus as though, I guess, it treats everybody the same. I don't think they should have shut the schools down. And I said so at the time. I said the treatment of these kids and the effects of the quarantine are going to create more problems for these kids than the virus ever will. And when I said that, everybody acted like I was some kind of crazy man, heretic, to say that. Now, when that actually came true, then everybody, I didn't get any calls saying, hey, we're sorry, we were wrong about that. You were right, we were wrong.
You'll never do, but you're prospering, and Fauci, I think, is in Molokai, Hawaii, in a former leper colony. He's out, so you won. Last question. Somebody buys the book, and, you know, people don't read as much as they used to anymore. You got to really have a hook to get them to buy your book. What is your hook? What will people learn when they read You've Got Issues, or We've Got Issues, I should say?
That is a great question. And here's the thing. I think people know what I'm saying is right. A lot of people know what I'm saying is right. They know that what is being pushed on them by these extreme activists is wrong, but they don't know the facts to use to push back. What they need are the talking points, the facts to push back, and I'm giving them the facts. I'm giving them the empirical data. Let me give you an example, and I'm not going to row on forever here. Let me give you an example. They're using these trigger warnings in the universities where our coddled young people are being treated like they were some kind of delicate flowers that can't be taught how to live in the real world. We've got the vast majority of universities using trigger warnings to alert these kids that, oh, something might come up that upsets you. Well, you know what? Trigger warnings don't work. Trigger warnings actually create the very thing that they're alerting kids could happen,
anxiety,
which is create anxiety, panic attacks, whatever. They actually create what they're warning against. Now, the research, which is very, I mean, it's a big body of literature here that says they don't work. In fact, they say they're counterproductive, because what you want to do with people that are sensitive to that is teach them coping skills. Use systematic desensitization, dialectical behavior therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, whatever, so they learn to cope with this stuff so they're not paralyzed by it. They're doing exactly what you're not supposed to do. Now, here's the thing, Bill. These universities they have access to the same literature that I have access to, which is that this is the wrong thing to do. But they continue to do it because they're virtue signaling. Virtue signaling.
They're woke and they're virtue signaling. All right, the book is We've Got Issues. Doc, we appreciate you. Welcome anytime on the program, and keep fighting a good fight, all right?
Hey, thanks for what you do. Keep doing it, my friend.
See you later. Thank you. All right, this day in history, February 27, 2014, Barack Obama, President of the United States, kicks off his Brother's Keeper initiative. Roll it.
But what we're talking about here today with my Brother's Keeper is a more focused effort on boys and young men of color who are having a particularly tough time. And in this effort, government cannot play the only or even the primary role. We can help give every child access to quality preschool and help them start learning from an early age, but we can't replace the power of a parent who's reading to that child.
Okay, you may know this, I've mentioned it before, but I was involved with the Brother's Keeper initiative at the highest level, Barack Obama. And I was there on February 27, 2014, in the crowd. And the crowd was, you had Michelle Obama, Colin Powell there, Magic Johnson, Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York City, Eric Holder. He wouldn't talk to me. And unfortunately, Al Sharpton. When I saw Sharpton, I was disappointed. We didn't need race hustlers there. Now,
My Brother's Keeper is a mentoring program. And the only way to save a generation of children who do not have responsible parents, whose fathers leave, who are abused, neglected, whatever, is to get them mentors. Now, I support a charity in Washington, D.C., called Best Friends, and I have for decades. And this is what Best Friends does, an offshoot of Brother's Keeper. The good news is that Brother's Keeper is still alive, all right, 250 communities have it. Could have been bigger. And someday I'll tell you that whole story. President Obama and I discussed a real huge worldwide deal for Brother's Keeper. It never came to fruition. The world of politics is very murky. But anyway, it is a worthy, worthy program, and it was announced today in 2014. All right, we got good mail. We got a final thought you'll like. Right back.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Let's go to the mail. Frank Woods, Buffalo, New York. Nikki Haley grabbed 40% of South Carolina vote. Not a small number. Is there any chance she and Trump could bury the hatchet? I don't know about any hatchets. I think that a week, let's see, today's Tuesday. Super Tuesday is in a week. The Wednesday after Super Tuesday, I think Nikki Haley will say goodbye. Could be wrong. I'm just guessing. When she does, she'll endorse Trump. She has to because she wants to run for president herself in 2028. She has to be a good Republican. So is that burying that? I don't know. Robert Hulkin, Houston, Texas. Bill, I suppose, as you said, many Trump supporters want to punish the progressives, but I'm not sure Donald Trump would punish an amorphic blob. I believe Trump and many more of his supporters want to reverse the progressive policy. Yeah, but they want to do it with a hammer. So trust me on this. Tim Harrell, Surgeonville, Tennessee. Bill, love your straightforward analysis. You said Republicans want to punish the progressive movement, but I think the root issue is accountability. There's no accountability in society, let alone government anymore. It's not accountability. As we just talked with Dr. Phil, it's these loons who are imposing this destructive agenda on the country. Now, they're private citizens, most of them. You can't hold them accountable. It's freedom of speech. So, you know, look, you know what the culture war is. Is Donald Trump going to win the culture war? No. Will he damage the progressives? Yes, if he's elected. James, you're absolutely correct when you say conservatives want to totally defeat the decadent progressive left. Cindy Kelly, The Villages, Florida. Democrats say Trump will be a dictator if elected. Is Biden not acting like one? He disregards USA laws regarding our border and student loan forgiveness. He has the power to forgive student loans taken from the federal government. Just everybody should know that. Supreme Court said he couldn't do it in private loans. Everybody should know that. John, concierge member. Thank you, John. It's an insurance policy for your life. concierge membership. Check it out on BillO'Reilly.com. It will enhance your life. Bill, when Biden was elected, you said you would give him a chance, and you did. Some viewers criticized you for giving him a chance. Slowly, you began to simmer with disgust for Biden, as did I. It's not disgust. It's anger. Not disgusted. I'm angry. This is getting people killed. As I said at the top of the program. Keith, concierge member. Thank you, Keith. Bill, being fair in most cases means being honest. Thanks for being honest. You're welcome. And I agree with that. That's a very good statement you made. Being fair means being honest. Stephen Sarley, Green Acres, Florida. Thanks for the Policy Genius recommendation. I saved $3,000. Policygenius.com. If you're insurance, you can save big money. And that's what we're here to do. You're welcome, Stephen. I'm glad you used it. Joyce Kennedy, Casper, Wyoming, just finished The United States of Trump. And since the book ended in 2019, I wonder what your opinion is concerning Mr. Trump since then. He's the same with one exception. He's angrier because of the legal cases. So he's an angrier guy than he was in 2019 when he was president. But personality-wise, the way he goes about things, pretty much the same. I'd like you to go to the BillO'Reilly.com store and get nifty gifts for anybody that you want to get them for. We have Confronting the Presidents, which is going to be a huge bestseller. It comes out September 10th. Pre-order, you get it first. We do not charge you until we ship it. And then Killing Crazy Horse, one of my favorite books, tough book, action-packed. $12.95 because I bought a whole slew of them. So that's a hardback you're getting there. And word of the day, do not, no caper lash. Caper like little food, C-A-P-E-R-L-A-S-H. Great word, caper lash. So many good words in English that nobody ever uses. Back with a final thought on Hunter Biden in a moment. Okay, final thought of the day. Hunter Biden testifies tomorrow. I think it begins at 10 a.m. in front of the House committees. Leaks will start shortly after lunch. See, they break for lunch and then the leaks start. I don't expect much. Hunter Biden's very well rehearsed. Not going to take the fifth. Okay, he's going to go in. He's going to say the following. My father had nothing to do with any of my enterprises. He didn't know. The big guy is, I don't know who the big guy is going to be. That should be the first question. Who's the big guy? That Godzilla? Who is it? I don't know. But I don't expect Hunter Biden to give you anything. Zero. Okay? He's been rehearsed. He will stay in that window no matter what the questions are. Okay? Well, it'll be interesting to see the Democrats who defend Hunter Biden. That's the story for me. The Republicans will try to tear his throat out. You know that. Okay? And they'll grandstand. They'll be all over Fox News tomorrow night. You'll see it. We know that. But the Democrats who try to prop him up and defend Hunter Biden, I'm interested to hear that. So that testimony, we are on it as we are on everything. And be skeptical, though. When you hear about the leaks and all of that, be skeptical. The House will release a full transcript of the Hunter Biden Q&A, and they say they're going to release it quickly. And that will be another thing that we all should read. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News tonight. I told you it was going to be lively, right? I'll never mislead you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.